Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
And I'd like to welcome onto the show right now to Tereda. Good morning, Tereda.
Well, good morning. That sounds like a wonderful forecast that you have down there.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible for the weekend, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're that's not ideal.
So you Sorry, I don't mean to depress you as you're coming to town.
Well, it is a little bit depressing. I've got the weekend at a couple of wonderful sort of farmers markets and eco markets, and so
it might be
a little bit drizzly.
Let me just review that weather. Periods of rain, that's not all bad.
It's all right, we don't mind that.
No, it's good.
And a little bit of rain, it can water the gardens and all of that kind of thing, so it should be good.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take the wind out of the sails.
I'm not going to turn the car around and head back to my house from the airport at this juncture.
Now, so you're coming to town this weekend for a series of yours called Eating the Dog, and you've been touring this for a while, haven't you, in different small towns?
Yes, sort of for about a year or so, but extensively over the last couple of months as a sort of a series of fundraisers. And so, yes, it's coming to Christchurch. So I'm in Waimate tonight, lovely Waimate. Looking forward to that. And then Rolleston tomorrow night and New Brighton on Sunday, then Kaikoura on Tuesday. So, you know, covering all of the bases around the area.
Yeah, that's good. And we need these quake relief sort of events.
Yes, we do, yeah. And, you know, these ones are sort of, they've been booked well in advance of the quake.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's almost as if I knew somehow.
Well, that shows your level of compassion so much higher because you were preempting tragedy.
Yes, I'm a little bit worried that I'm going to sort of get down. I feel like it's one of those Vietnam movies where I'm going to be the new guy and there's going to be all of you sort of hardened quake veterans with their 1,000-yard stairs, and a bus will drive past and sort of vibrate the earth, and I'll freak out and be going, oh, my God, oh, God, oh, no, oh, my God. So, yeah, I'm a little bit worried about looking a bit stupid should there be some kind of tiny after tremor.
We'll look after you.
I know you will. You're a very compassionate bunch down there.
So tell me a little bit about the show. Is it sort of a bastard hybrid between comedy and history? Is that right? Have you been exploring New Zealand history and finding some of the more interesting bits?
Yes, it is, yeah. And it's sort of one of those things where people always think, oh, it's, you know, it's a guy on stage for 2 hours blathering away. I mean, it's partly that, obviously. But it's also, it's sort of a celebration. I think it's a celebration of great New Zealand failures. Because I don't think we celebrate failure enough, and it's a really important part of our psyche. And there's I think there's at the moment about 100-something images, you know, brought. There's a sort of a glorified PowerPoint presentation. So, you know, they're just all really good stories from our history. A lot of them don't end well, but they're very funny stories nonetheless. About everything from crime to politicians to aeronautical incidents to the great uranium rush of the 1950s. They're all there. You know, people have been really enjoying them because I think, you know, particularly at this time, it's all a little bit glum with recessions and things like that. It's nice to kind of have a celebration of who we are. You know, some people are always so negative about it. God, the worst thing I've seen recently, Mikey Havoc was on Are You My Tribe the other day, and he said, oh, God, it's so embarrassing. Pākehā, we don't have any culture. And I just wanted to crawl into the screen and repeatedly punch my fist into his face and go, oh, my God, are you stupid? So, yes, it's a wonderful celebration of who we are, and very, very funny.
Was that the one when he was at Pegasus down here and he told the Ngāi Tahu guy that he gets quite jealous of Māori because they've got so much culture?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yes, that is the one, yeah. You know, and I think we're really over that, actually, which is why people like coming to the show and sort of celebrating all of these great stories because, you know, they're our stories and they're very, very funny.
What are some of the more notable failures? I didn't know we had a uranium rush.
Yes, the great uranium rush of 1955. Very few people are aware of the fact that we had one. And, you know, we all sort of, at high school, you learn a little bit about the gold rush and Gabriel Reed and all of that kind of thing. But over on the West Coast in 1955, there was a great uranium rush sparked by a couple of old prospectors, and they found what they thought was a great sort of hoard of uranium, and people flocked into the coast, and eventually it all fell apart. Turns out there wasn't all that much uranium there, and, you know, it's most of the West Coast is vaguely radioactive. But a great story, and I really like it because there's a really great photograph of the two guys, you know, and all of these photographs, they're holding this sort of homemade Geiger counter and a piece of radioactive uranium with the sort of casual disdain that only two men from the West Coast can muster when it comes to standing around with radioactive uranium in their hands.
If that had happened, we would be potentially in an incredibly different country with a different political landscape, eh?
I would say we would be, you know, and the government had looked for it over there for about 30 years, and eventually they'd just given up because it was too expensive. But, you know, they really thought it was going to be the making of the coast because the coal was running out and the gold was gone, and there was enormous optimism. But as I say, no one knows about it. It sort of disappeared into the back pages of history, really.
And that and many other stories you have to tell.
Many, many stories. All great ones. Some that people might have heard a little bit about. Some they probably haven't heard about. But all of them very funny and very entertaining.
Now, in Rolleston, it's a fundraiser for the Lincoln and Rolleston Scouts. They're going on a jamboree. Do you have a soft spot for the Scouts?
Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff with the Scouts, and I went to Jamboree, and I thought it was really good. And, you know, they've got a lot of fundraisers to help them get to Jamboree, but the Jamboree's in Hamilton. So my theory is this is a fundraiser to help them get back home again. We wouldn't want them to be stuck to Hamilton. it's great. They're fun, the Scouts.
Where's the Rolleston event happening on Friday?
The Rolleston event is happening in the Rolleston Community Centre.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock, and I like that he's taking the show out into the little halls and communities around the place that is about New Zealanders, and they shouldn't have to come all the way into town. And then the Sunday one is a sort of a fundraiser for the Eco Market out in New Brighton.
Right. So where's that one at?
That's at the Roy Stokes Hall on Sunday night. All the details are up on the website, radarswebsite.com, so, you know, people can come along and... And the nice thing is it helps a couple of good causes to further their ends.
Very good. So you just pay on the door, I guess, or you find out?
Tickets. I think there's tickets available for the Rolleston one and the New Worlds in Rolleston and Lincoln, and there's a health food shop, Homestead Health at the New Brighton Mall. There'll certainly be tickets available on the door, absolutely.
You must get used to saying all sorts of strange ticket outlets.
Yes, and look, the great thing is, you know, I've done this about 30 or 40 times in the last couple of months, and I love turning up and looking at the halls. You know, there's all these community halls and these beautiful halls all around the country, and they often, you know, don't get used for things, so that's part of my joy, turning up and trying to figure out how many fuses are going to be on the one thing, and will the pie warmer, when it gets turned on at half time, blow all of the lighting?
The zip. Turn on the zip. You can hear the zip whistling, and it's time to wrap up.
That's exactly right. We're plunged into darkness, but the sausage rolls are warm.
Hey, Tereda, can I give you 20 seconds on two topics, 20 seconds each?
Absolutely.
One. Firstly,
yes.
White bait season. Have you given it a go, or does it not really matter?
A big fan of the white bait. Difficult to gut. Always that sad thing where people are swept out to sea. And an old chap the other day, I think 76, swept out trying to save a couple of people's lives. So if you are white baiting out there, for goodness sake, be very, very careful.
And lastly, John Key in The Hobbit, did he have any choice? Do you think he did the right thing?
I don't think he had any choice, but someone described it as a wonderful John Key piece of negotiation that for, I think it's $10 or $12 million, we get an advertisement for New Zealand tourism in every DVD of The Hobbit that goes out. And they sold, I think, $50 million for the last Lord of the Rings film. That is some very cheap tourism and a very nice bit of a bargain in there.
All right. Hey, nice talking to Rada, and I hope you have a great weekend while you're in Christchurch.
Thank you, Spanky.
Okay, bro.
Much appreciated.
Okay, catch you. Bye-bye. That is Tereda there, and that's my kind of show, Eating the Dog, worth checking out in Rolleston on Friday or New Brighton on Sunday. We don't, you know, real life is always much, much funnier than anything you could ever make up. And so there's all these gems just waiting to be discovered in New Zealand history.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.